Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You look really pretty.
Thank you. I think it's because I just had some wizardry done on me.
I love you in black too. You never really wear black and it's a really sexy color on you.
Thank you. Oh wow, that was such a good intro.
Wow. Anyways, guys, compliment your friends, okay? Okay, the Chamoy pickle, it's in Austin. It's gonna be here on Friday, it says.
If any of you guys listening don't know what a Chamoy pickle, I don't even know how to say it.
So basically I
have an obsession with Chamoy pickles.
Yeah. I got on Chamoy pickle talk. it was by design, my own design. I kept watching those fuckers, kept liking them, kept commenting on them. And one thing about TikTok, your For You page is for you. Okay. It's for when people are like, we've talked about this before, but like when these like nasty, crusty old men are like, TikTok only has a bunch of half naked girls shaking their boobies at the screen. I'm like, the For You page is for you, sir. It's what you're looking at. So for me personally, Chamoy pickles, which is a fun word to say.
And also, I still don't know how you spell it. And would you tell, I mean, for
C-H-O-M-O-Y, Chamoy. Wait, no, I'll tell you. Hold on.
For those of you guys who are normal people like me who don't know what the fuck Shannon is talking about, a Chamoy pickle.
C-H-A-M-O-Y.
Okay. Now you guys can search it on your own, but be warned, your For You page will turn into Chamoy pickle talk.
It is so exciting. Okay, so Chamoy pickles are basically this big, fat, red, juicy, nasty, sour, sweet, spicy pickle. And then people are, okay, so I'm pretty sure it started in Mexico. They started selling these Chamoy pickle kits and they started selling them with like Takis and all of these like really cool like Mexican candy that you can't get in America. And
Spicy,
like, you know, Mexican candy is just cooler anyways. Mexican and Japanese candy has just always been cooler, right? Like yeah. If you go to Mexico and you go to like a convenience store, you get like mango covered scorpions with like tahine on it. You're like, yeah. What the fuck? Like, this is cool. Gotta so they have just it. Have wax stuff anyways. And so this Chamoy pickle kit comes with like, there's a whole process to it. So you get the Chamoy pickle and James hates when I would watch these videos. He's like, why are they wearing gloves? And I'm like, because they don't want their fingers to get dyed.
It's really jarring. It looks medical.
If you have any sort of ailment towards red dye number 45 or 7, don't dabble in the Chamoy pickle challenge. It is basically just a big, fat, juicy red pickle, and I can't imagine anything in the process is good for you. And then they wrap it up in like a fruit by the foot, and then they sprinkle all these things on top of it, and then they put like Takis in there. You got to make sure when you bite into it, you don't inhale the sour dust that you put on it. Anyways, I'm really... People always do it, and you always hear like... Like whenever... you always hear it in the video, and then they're always like this. They're always like... You always hear one big... Because like the pickle pops, and then you hear people go, it's pretty good. And they're always like, it's pretty good. And then it just like fast forwards to them. This is the part that I don't know if I could do. They eat the whole pickle. The pickle's fucking huge. And they every time they stuff more Takis in it, they put more sour stuff on it. Oh my God, it's just fantastic. You guys, go look at Chamoy Pickle Talk. Anyways, we ordered one. We were going to do it on camera for you guys, but it doesn't come till Friday. My wedding bands and my Chamoy Pickle Kit come on Friday.
This is a big day. Good thing I'm going to be here on Friday. Shannon was like, should I order two? Are you going to do it? And first of all, they're like $30.
Yeah. Well, they're $30 on Etsy. They were cheaper on Amazon, but I want to shop local. I want to support small businesses.
the way that you were sick.
And you know what? I'm like, I wanted to make sure it was authentic. And they show you another TikTok rabbit hole I got down was where they, these, you know, when people go on live.
Yeah, they should TikTok live them.
And they're just sitting there and they're just like, they're just packaging them. They're just like, oh, by the way, poof squad. Look at these hats.
Oh,
we're going to make some merch, guys.
If you guys are watching us on YouTube, you got to see.
Boof squad this was back again. Boof squad back again.
Hey,
snow is forever. We should call it the tape, a mixtape.
Snow around the world. We really should. I think that that song would really hit.
I agree. I mean, you did come up with it.
So. I did. That still gets people every time. They like yell at me. They're like, B-52s. I'm like,
you didn't come up with that. You're like, first of all, shut up.
Okay, but this is like how Boof Squad started, is that I thought I made up the word boof. I feel like we have to reintroduce this story. I thought I made up the word boof. Boof, we know it means to smuggle drugs up your boof hole, but...
Or does it mean to do drugs up your boof hole?
No.
And by boof hole, we mean asshole.
I have a story, but we use it, I use it in the terminology. I was just boofing around. I was just dicking around.
It's a verb.
It's a verb, and also kind of now it's becoming like an adjective because of the Boof Squad. And then we decided a fan of Shannon's came to her meet and greet and
love
made
her.
Us these hats. What love a queen. You. Shout out. She Shout put out. Mrs. Love Coach you. On the back for both of them.
Oh, yeah. We're both wearing coaches. She put MRS.coach.
I was like, that is so cute.
So pure.
And then we were like, hold up. We got to make Boof Squad merch. So y'all.
We're going to make a bunch of merch. We're going to have a whole BFF drop.
Yeah, we are. We decided that today on the microphone. But this is the story that I have to tell you because someone messaged me and was like, you guys are the only people that would allow me to confidently wear the word boof in public. And everyone messaged me every day being, do you know what boof means? And I'm
every
like,
time.
I'm like, yes.
We're like, yeah, do you know what it means?
Do you know what it means? Because it doesn't mean what you think it means because yeah. You don't know what I mean.
You're wrong. Yeah.
I'm at the airport in okay. The Bahamas. Uh-huh. And I'm leaving the Bahamas. I'm in line at customs.
Oh, no.
And there is a group of men who are absolutely so rowdy, but too old to be acting the way they're acting. Mm. I would say like 38. The group, I would say 38 to 42, bringing the mean average to 40.
Got it. And you know one thing about me? I love to do mean, median, and average of things. It was the only thing I was good at in maths class.
So thank you. I'm glad you appreciated that reference.
So I did appreciate that reference.
I don't even know where that came from.
This is a finance podcast. Speak your mathematical truth here.
So this gaggle of men.
Gaggle.
Keep in mind, I'm coming back from the Bahamas from a meditation retreat with a group of absolutely just the loveliest, kindest, spiritual. Sweetest, yeah, spiritual soft girlies. We're all kind of in line together. And there is a guy, like four people in front of me. Most of the group's gone through. They all had like all world access. I've been sleeping on that. You can like basically just cut through customs. Do you have that?
No, but you know a lot of countries give you the option to pay for. Like when we flew to St. Lucia, our hotel was like, "Would you like to pay for fast track service?" And I was like, "Why is hotel asking me this about the airport?" But like also, yeah, but give me the Disney fast track.
It's called global entry. That's what it's called.
No. This was just like some certain, it's usually smaller countries and definitely countries that rely on like tourism. And St. Lucia had this thing you could purchase via the airport / your hotel could arrange it for you. But they escorted us like we were like a princess, you know, of Wales. Like when we got there, they had a note card waiting for us and we completely bypassed every ounce of security and they brought us right up to the customs. People were pissed. They were like, why are they skipping? And I was like, I don't know. I gave someone $200. Like, I don't know. Like
I gave this guy $200.
And we skipped the whole line for everyone. And it was like a service that they offered at the airport, but obviously it's not every airport.
Wow.
Anyways, I don't know.
Well, I need to get that. I'm glad I didn't have it for this particular experience because it really left me with a memory that I had to share with you guys because okay. I started thinking, you know what? I'm curious if wearing boof at the airport could be a security threat because, and that's the only place, that's the only disclaimer I'll issue because there's this unruly gaggle of men in front of us, about four people in front, one guy goes through first and two of his friends are still back in line. So the guy goes through and one of the guys goes, yeah, he's smuggling cocaine up his asshole in customs. So the guy is almost through the door. This giant customs agent is like, boom, boom,
dude,
boom, boom, grabs this guy, tackles this man.
The one that he was like, that man is.
Yes. And it was his friend. What a fuckhead.
What a fucking dick.
Okay, so that happens and the guy's like, you can tell the guy's pissed. They grab this guy, they snatch him into that, they take you into a room like you're in an interrogation room.
So they're gonna say lean over and cough.
No, just wait. So then the guy who's in line is like, oh fuck, you know, shit, like blah blah, I should have done that, whatever,
shit, to his friend.
And everyone in line, we're all looking at each other like, Really?
Really?
Really? And the guy, so then the guy goes through and then the guy comes back out and he's totally like head down, head down, head down. Then the guy, this big giant customs agent comes out and is like, you, this way. So he goes, he gets the guy and the guy's just like head down.
I'm scared.
Takes him into the back of the room. Okay. And we're all like, ooh, like the whole line, like, you know, when like something happens and everyone in the line
is locked in.
Everyone in the line is like all like talking amongst ourselves. Yeah, like we're all there together. And the woman behind me is like, I cannot believe this. Okay. So then you guys.
I can't believe you haven't told me this.
I had to tell,
save it for the
podcast. I have to save it for the podcast. Some stories, I just have to save it for the podcast. So I go through security or customs. I get through the other side. I walk up and I was actually waiting for some other people to come through. So we're all just kind of standing there gathered. And the guy that said it, the fuckhead, he gets through on the other side and he's FaceTiming his wife. And he's like, babe, I just had my asshole searched at customs. And I literally, me and this group of girls, we were all like, oh no. And he's like, it's fucking, I can't fucking believe it. It's and we're like, we're literally,
you
like,
can't believe it. Oh, you can't believe it. You said this man's smuggling cocaine up his asshole whenever you were leaving the Bahamas and you can't believe they searched your asshole.
They did.
Sir.
So I started thinking, I was like, damn, maybe we should, you know, be careful wearing the word boof at the airport. Anywhere else, you guys, I think it'd be fantastic. But
I think you could wear it. Just be prepared to have your asshole looked inside of. Maybe that in a particular day, you might like it. Might be having a hankering for a little cavity search.
I just couldn't believe that I witnessed that. And the fact that they really, I mean, you know, customs is committed. They committed to the bit.
Customs, one thing about customs, they will always commit to the bit.
I just can't imagine being, you know, going to the airport, clocking in for my shift and being like, I'm going to have to search somebody's anal cavity today.
Yeah. I don't know any job, actually medical field, I don't know why I said that. Yeah, a lot of, actually so many jobs require you to search people's anal cavities a bit. Not search, moreover, just kind of like look into in a medical way. But like, yeah, oh, what do they say? Like bend over and cough? Like what's the 411? What's the T? Does anyone work for TSA? How many assholes do you check bi-weekly? Over under 10. Like how often are you checking anal cavities?
I just had to.
Like, what do you do if you think a woman is smuggling drugs up her hoo-ha-ty? Do you like... Like, what do you do?
I don't know, because I know I would, if someone was like, something's in her chini pot, I'd be super pissed.
Yeah. Oh my God. I'd be like, well, how do I tell you it's not? Like, I don't know. But did you watch me, Beck, and Taylor got obsessed with the show, the Netflix show, Princess of the South? Wait, Queen of the South?
No.
It's about these like cartels and like all this stuff. And like, they have like these runners and these drug runners. It's not a documentary. It's like a drama series. So it's like actors and actresses. And we got me and Taylor still go, Prince Pesa. Like we like love Teresa on the show. Like we just like literally like Pepe, like they're just like our favorite people ever. I was so sad when the show ended. Anyway, it's called Queen of the South and it's so good. And Prince Pesa, who's Teresa, she was trying to upgrade herself from a runner, a drug runner, to a higher part of the cartel. And a lot of the way that these runners die is they smuggle too many drugs inside in a balloon in their vaginas. Oh, and then you only have a certain amount of time before the drugs break through the little baggies. And then also they'll swallow the baggies and then throw them up. But like your stomach acid can obviously dissolve the baggies. And if they do, then you just have like a massive amount of cocaine in your system and then you just like die. So it's really dangerous, you know. I wouldn't recommend it. I wouldn't recommend that.
That is terrifying.
I know.
The way that I would be so scared if it just a ball of cocaine was dissolving in my stomach and then you're just yeeted.
You're just yeeted. But I mean, like, obviously you're not yeeted in a good way. You're yeeted and then you die.
You explode.
Yeeted into death. Yeah. Anyways.
Man. It's powerful stuff.
I wonder what those guys are up to now.
I don't know. I mean, they did make it into the United States. So that really was actually quite shocking.
But also, that is shocking. I feel like I wish they would have taught him a deeper lesson other than anal cavity search. I wish they would have really like held him back a couple days.
There's like a firing squad.
You guys had to go back to Senor Frogs, sir. Round the troops.
Yeah. Well, you know, you win some and you lose some. You really Bachelorette, do. Or Bachelor.
Okay, so Christmas just passed, and one of the things that I got as a gift was a base luggage set for Bella, James' sister. She was obsessed with it. We got the Atlas Pink. She loved it. And when I tell you guys, I think I am the self-proclaimed queen of packing, and I should win an award. I just get it, all right? And here's the thing about packing. What does it start with? Luggage. It's just simply gotta be good. It's basically the blueprint of packing. So listen, I've tried them all so that you guys do not have to, and bar none, the best on the market is Bays. The way that this luggage will truly solve all of your problems is insane, beginning with my personal favorite aspect, the little overweight indicator. Because like no one tried to have their luggage spread out for the world to see at the Delta counter while you try to remove a pair of shoes, a curling iron, two pill bottles, and some thongs while you're flying out the suitcase because you're trying to get your bag about 4 pounds less overweight. Well, not anymore, because the Bays luggage has this little red dot on the side that will come up if your luggage is overweight, which is iconic. It's also got this like stress ball squishy cushion on the underside of the handle for comfort while you pull it. It glides like a dream, because there's nothing worse than a suitcase that doesn't roll right. It's like getting the shopping cart at the grocery store that doesn't roll right. You just don't want it, all right? Now, I have two of their Weekender bags as well. I got one to slide right on top of the suitcase for Bella too, because it is just so iconic. It's got so many amazing interior pockets, and my favorite thing, this genius underneath zipper compartment for shoes to save space. Truly, they have thought of everything. And functionality aside, we've all seen the owner of Bays, Shay Mitchell, and she's about the most fabulous and fashionable gal there is. So you already know that Bays luggage is chef's kiss on the aesthetic side of things. Like, it looks so chic, so trendy, which is always the vibe when you're traveling, you know? I will simply just never use anything but Bays. And also, they came out with so many cool bright colors lately. They have a ton of colors. They have an olive green that I'm really, really wanting right now. A lot of neutral colors. I could talk about them for hours, but I'll get to the discount, okay? Right now, Bays is offering my listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting baystravel.com/probably. Just go to baystravel.com/probably for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/probably.
Speaking of bachelor, bachelorette,
if you like it, I'll just get another color. I'll have what she's having.
And
if
you're not
watching, we're showing our rings.
Our engagement rings.
Guys, we just had the podcast with James about our engagement story. And now I have my engagement girl. Guys, Anna Grace has a beautiful podcast called AG University. I was actually just on her podcast too. And
swap.
She tells the whole story in detail. But I want you to tell the story on my podcast. Tell me about you and Austin getting engaged, because it was quite literally right after me. And the way that our lives, that would make no sense other to happen just like that. So
exactly like that. Our parallel timelines are actually getting spookier, weirder, closer together.
We are convinced that we might actually be the same person.
I know. It's weird. It's like you're a hologram of me, but with red hair and taller. It's weird.
And so much more jarring and a little less relaxing to be around. And by little, I mean a lot.
No, but like I called Shannon the other day. I'm going, you know what's weird? I was just thinking that like my closest friend in Florida, her name is Taylor and she has three kids and she lives next door to me. She's my immediate next door neighbor. And your best friend is Taylor with three kids and she lives next door to you. Like every parallel in our life, we could coincide it. So it only makes sense that, and here's the thing. We got engaged 3 weeks apart and Austin and James, well, one, of course, they didn't coordinate. They're not like girls.
They don't
talk like that. Like, hey, man.
People were like, I'm going to go. Did they not know? And I'm like, well, no. Austin didn't pick up the phone and go, hey, man, I'm thinking about proposing to Anna Grace. Like, James is like, I'm so glad you called.
I was thinking the same thing.
Dude, it's so good to hear from you again. And I was thinking, like, what?
I know. And that's the thing. So, okay, obviously, Austin wanted to plan our engagement. I'll just take everybody through the story because it is kind of it's a good story. So in my head, I really was someone, I think I was very easy to surprise because the way that I've been so busy this year, the thought of planning a wedding just gives me like hives.
Yeah.
Because it's just a lot of work. It's an undertaking.
I asked you, do you think it's going to be soon? Because obviously Austin and Anna Grace have been dating longer than me. So I asked like you, because I felt like I was going to get proposed to kind of soon. Like, we were like on the same wavelength. And you're like, I don't know. You kept being like, I don't know, dude. I think you had some conversation about the ring, because obviously you helped design this gorgeous, meaningful, spiritual ring, which is the coolest fucking engagement ring I've ever seen in my life. Show it again. It is the coolest thing. But I remember you were being like, I just don't think it's going to be for a while. And I was like, oh, okay.
I really didn't. And I think that's what made it so easy for me to be absolutely dumbfounded, flabbergasted.
I love the picture of you.
I mean,
I talked about it in my episode with James. It is the best photo ever.
It is. I exited my body. My nervous system went into fight or flight. I was panicking. I almost fell off a mountain. It was
dead.
It was. People were like, were you really that surprised? I'm like, I couldn't have acted.
Yeah.
More, like my jaw, if it had opened anymore, would have dislodged.
The photo, you literally have lockjaw.
I have lockjaw. I'm like, babe, punch my jaw back into place. So, well, this is where Austin was really smart. And I actually don't even know if he really intentionally did it. I don't even know. But he back in August, he was like, can we do Thanksgiving with your family this year? I'm like, why are we thinking about this in August? sure, of course, yeah, but okay, what an odd thing to say in August,
right?
Because I don't know, we don't really plan that far in advance. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking in my head, oh, I bet he's going to pick up the ring, because this is what I did know. I did know the ring was being made in Memphis. I did not know the timeline. My mom was the spearhead of the ring operation. She drew the ring. So I'll give everybody the backstory. My mom drew the ring. Mom's also an artist. She's like where I get all my weird, kooky, artistic sense of style from. And so my mom was very much so like, I'm ready for y'all to get married. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And I was like, ooh, but like, when am I going to have time to plan a wedding?
Most like, Southern moms are like that. Ready to have some grandbabies and you guys need to get married.
Oh, yeah. Totally. My parents would be elated if I just had a baby tomorrow.
Right.
My sister actually literally had a baby today.
She did. Oh my God. Congrats, Kathleen.
I know. I have a new baby niece.
You have a new baby niece and she's so cute.
She's so cute.
So squishy. I love her so much already.
Her name's Winnie and she's perfect. I know, Winnie and Violet. So I'm like, my parents would be happy if I had a baby tomorrow. Actually, maybe not, because my sister had a baby today and that'd be inconvenient. That would be inconvenient for planning for them. But anyways, so I knew that the ring was being made. We have a family friend, a family jeweler. Shout out.
She's incredible.
She's incredible. Bartholomew. I got to drop some names in Memphis. She's designed all the jewelry that I ever wear, all my pendants, all my cuffs, all my kooky, weird crystals, things that I love. So I knew, I was like, if anyone makes it, it's got to be her. And I knew it had to be custom made because I had some family pieces and some family stones.
Love that.
Yes. So that was really all I knew. And that's why I was like, I was dead set. I'm like, I bet in November we're going to like finalize the ring. Austin's going to ask for permission. And
then
he'll try to surprise me.
And like, you told me that.
January or February.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Right.
So in my head, I'm like, November and onwards, it has to be.
Right.
So October.
I was so jealous that you have like family. Also, I'm just jealous that you have family members that left you diamonds. Like,
well,
that's so cool to be like, these two diamonds are for my grandpa. Like, that's just like so cool.
It really is so sweet. My grandfather left two stones that he actually passed before I was even born. And so left, you know, Kathleen and I both a little piece of stone. And so the two jewels, and then obviously Austin had to buy the big diamonds.
Yeah. You said,
love you, daddy.
Love you, daddy. But you got to open up that bank account.
And then the gold and my wedding bands are five generations of grandmothers on my mom's side.
And they've like melted it down and created the setting. That is the most beautiful thing I've ever literally fucking heard. And
I know.
My family needs to give me more jewels.
But you're going to start this going forward.
Yeah. There you go. I can leave some things.
Yeah. You can leave some things. And
I had the pretzel. I need to stop being so hateful. Yeah. Like, I have a lot of beautiful things. I love you guys. Okay, sorry.
You're like, I love
if
you.
You're listening, my grandparents don't listen.
Although she's listening up top.
She's listening up there always.
And yeah, and that was the cool thing too with the side of my mom's side is like all of my spiritual witchy mediumship side, the super tapped in. So it's just a cool coming together. Anyways, that's why Austin's like, I need help. I don't want to fuck up your family heirloom.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And Chris, knowing your mom, she's like, I got this.
Yeah, but I really do. My mom has phenomenal taste. So I do trust her so much. That's why it was so easy for me to be hands off. Because everyone was like, girl, you did a good job on that ring. I'm like, honestly, when he proposed the first
time
you
saw
in my life, I even knew it existed. I was so like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You guys see how he set the stage up for November to be the time and then onwards. That's why I had my radar was so off. And it's really hilarious because October, right? Just thinking absolutely not, whatever happened in October.
And you had a lot going on in October.
I was so busy.
Every time we were on the phone, you were not talking about engagement. You were like, what about this? This is so much work related stuff for AG University.
Yes. AG University. I was doing like my first live readings. I was doing an influencer event. I was recording podcasts. I was on the go sitting in LA traffic.
You were in LA for 2 weeks.
Three weeks. Yeah.
Almost so a month.
I had so much going on that it was kind of great because he dropped so many hints. I remember at one point before we left, he was like, what happens? Because, you know, when you get too much gel on your nails and they start getting funky and weird.
Yes.
So I was in like a let my nails breathe era. And he's like, what? You don't ever have any color on your nails anymore. One hit completely went over my head. I was like, yeah, I'm just like, let my nails recover. And he's like, oh.
If James would have said anything about my nails, I would have been like, why the fuck? Or I mean, Taylor was like, let's go get your nails done. But like, she didn't even say it like that. It was just like very casual. But like, then when men ask about nails, I'm shocked that went over your head.
I know. I would have been
like, Austin, the coach, being like, why don't you have any color on your nails? I know, he is actually pretty in tune.
He's
like
very observant.
True.
He will kind of like randomly note things. So yeah. But I did take note of it and be like, that's weird. But I was like, there's no
ring. He doesn't have the ring.
Yeah.
Right.
Like I was like, so like, I don't know, whatever. And he didn't follow up. Like he just said it and then like kept walking. And I was like,
right. Okay.
So anyways, by the time we get to LA, Austin comes out there with me for the first week. And we really did have the craziest week. Remember we ran into the Spice Girls?
Yes.
And that's like a joke of the OGs know that that's how Austin and I met, because I looked like Baby Spice and Shannon looked like Ginger Spice. And
Taylor looked like Posh Spice. Posh Spice.
Yeah. And they're like, oh my God, it's the Spice Girls. And that was how me and Austin met. So it was like funny. Like we run into, we see the Spice Girls tour buses and we're like, oh my gosh. Austin's like, no, that's actually the Spice Girls. I was like, wait.
It was because they were on tour.
Yes. That's funny. Like, that's what everyone in my DM said, that they were in town for some type of reunion. And I was like, okay. That Saturday, because I think he proposed on Sunday. Yeah, Saturday night, I close my sweet little eyes. I go to bed. I go to sleep. I wake up. I have dreams all night long about, and I literally roll over. And I remember this specifically because Austin was facing away from me. So I roll over and I'm like the big spoon.
Spooning him. Yeah.
Spooning him. So I couldn't see his face because I'm sure his face would have been like,
what the fuck?
What the fuck? And I'm like, oh, baby, I had the sweetest dreams about you last night. You took me into this. We were in this beautiful cave and there was all this turquoise water. And you told me you planned a really sweet surprise for me. And I was just so happy in the dream. And I woke up and I was just so excited to see you. And he said, he's like, really? That's weird. And that was all.
Well, that dream sounds stupid. Like it'll never happen. Sounds more like a nightmare to me.
Yeah, he's like, the fuck? And I'm sure he's like, what? Weird. So it's Saturday. Okay. So Sunday, here's where it gets really kooky crazy. So we're walking to get matcha, and every single day we walk to get matcha. We were like killing time, kind of taking a long walk. And I had said, I really didn't eat my nails before my big event. Mm-hmm. And Austin, we were passing this huge nail salon. It was like massive and kind of like a spectacle. And he's like, whoa, that nail salon is huge. And I was like, yeah, it really is. And he's like, well, I know you mentioned you were wanting to get your nails. I'm like, I could get a pedicure. We could just like.
James loves a pedicure.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, yeah. So we go over the head. Not a freaking.
That wouldn't have freaked me out because James Middleton loves a pedicure. Yeah. Even like when we're in New York, when we were in New York, he's like, you want to get pedicures? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, absolutely. So we go in. My nail tech, we had already talked about, like, my nail tech was like, oh, y'all should go to Laguna. And I was like, oh my gosh, we'd kind of like here and there talked about going into Laguna for a day. Cause you know, Austin and I are big ocean people. We
right. Yeah. See the ocean. Totally.
That wasn't weird. And my nail tech is like, you guys should go to this restaurant. It's called The Deck. It's like on the ocean.
I know what you're talking about. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So my nail tech tells me that. So then I tell Austin and make it feel like it was my idea.
That's the key. Yep.
So I'm like, let's go to Laguna. There's this restaurant, The Deck. And Austin's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whole time we were always
doing that. Oh, that's hilarious.
Going to Laguna. But I felt like it was my idea.
Right.
So we're in the car. I'm like, beep, bop, 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 putting on my makeup. And I see on the Austin has plugged his phone into our rental car and like his texts were popping up. And he's a 501 area code is texting him. I went to the University of Arkansas. So I know that's an Arkansas phone number. Oh. And I'm like, weird. Who is he texting with a 501 area code? But Austin was a football coach, and like football coaches always be texting.
He is always on the phone with someone
random,
recruit or coach or something. Kid, yeah, yeah.
Who his number didn't have saved. So I almost asked him, like, who are you texting from Arkansas? But I was like, eh, whatever. I'm like doing my own thing. Because I think he would have really bobbled there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so anyways, we park, we walk down to the beach, and I had put on this like fire dress that I just got in the mail from Revolve. Thank God. My higher self was just looking out. And I really wanted to get a picture of it.
Yeah.
And so we're down. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Because it was like sunset. And we're walking down and I see this really cute girl. She's taking photos of the sunset. It was like kind of like a little alcove where pictures would be taken. She had a blanket in her hand. And I was like, awesome. This girl's a blanket. She's so smart. We should have brought a blanket. It's a little chilly. And she walks by us and then like we keep walking. And then Austin's like, I kind of want to take a photo here. And he's like, yeah, let's turn back and try that photo spot. But like there was other couples there and they like cleared out. And so Austin takes a picture of me on our little film camera.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, take a picture of me. He's like taking my pic. And he's like, will you take a picture of me on our film camera? Because it really was so beautiful.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, of course. And so I take one and he's like, well, will you take another one? I'm like, babe, there's only 13 photos left.
Yeah. It's when, if you have a disposable camera or a film camera, you're like, no, that one was fine. It looks just like, well, I don't want another one of the same one, baby. These are precious photos. Yeah. 100%.
I'm like, he's like, the flash shouldn't go off. I'm like, I'm positive I hit the flash button.
Yeah.
He's like, it didn't. I'm like, okay. He's like, will you set all your stuff down? Like, I need you to do both hands. And I'm like,
Wow, I'm like, princess.
Yeah, I'm like, sure, anything else?
Princesa.
Yeah, Princesa. And so I'm like, okay, so I set my stuff down and he's like, I think you have to hold the flash while you're taking it. I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't hold it down. So I'm holding it. I'm so focused on trying to get this photo. Take the picture. And as soon as I lower the camera, he's like, boom, on one knee. And he just looks at me. He's like, baby, will you marry me? And I was like, what?
what?
Well, I literally am glitching. I'm like, I literally go into rigor mortis. I'm like, I could not. And then I sense someone in my peripherals, and it's the cute girl with the blanket taking photos. And I'm like, you.
That is so adorable.
I literally am like glitching for like a full, like, I'm just like, and Austin's just standing. He looks so cute. He's holding the ring.
No, the pictures are the most stunning thing I've ever seen in my life. Oh, I wish we had the painting.
Oh, we need to get the painting.
It was from one of those photos. She was incredible. Who is the photographer?
It was Erin Venable.
Okay.
She's
great.
She did incredible. She picked a spot and she helped Austin. And for those of you guys who, spoiler alert, she was the 501 area code that was sending like, him all the like, come here, do this.
Is she from Arkansas?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes. Austin said he searched my followers for like who was a photographer. And then like she happened to be in LA at the same time.
What a smart man.
Everything just worked out so perfectly. The universe was
so sweet
on his side. And I was so in shock when we were taking our actual, she's like, you want to go do like a little photo shoot on the ocean? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I didn't even like put on a swipe of lip gloss. I was like manic.
I remember afterwards when we were trying to pick which photos you're going to post, you're like, Shannon, I left all my other jewelry on. I'm pissed. I've got like smiley face rings on. And I'm like, no, it's so you and it's so cute. But you were like, I wasn't even thinking.
I couldn't think. I was so shocked. And Austin's little face was so cute. And he was like, do you like the ring? And I was like,
do we? I like the ring.
He was totally like, how did I do? Do you like it? And I was just like, oh my God, I love it. Everything about
these men.
I know.
I love our men.
We got so lucky.
That he is really so was sweet.
He was so sweet. And then we.
But neither one of us talked about what we were doing. I might have told you what I was doing, but I don't think so. The specificity of both of us having bezel. And you didn't know that that's what it was called. So whenever I saw a picture of yours, I go, Ada Grace, your ring is bezeled. You go, is that what that's called? And I was like, yes.
I just trusted that. I knew Lori was going to make me a fire ass ring. And
it's also one of the safer ways to keep diamonds because they can't pop out of the prongs.
Yes, which I need.
Safety. Cheers.
Well, and also for you guys, spoiler alert, our engagement photos are, guess where? None other than the cave.
Oh yeah, that's the crazy part. That he was probably like, no, stupid idea. Terrible dream. That never happens. A surprise in a cave with turquoise water. What are you talking about? I'll go look at her Instagram. That's literally where they got engaged.
We got engaged in a cave around, like, this is like the area of Laguna where it's like blue waters, turquoise waters.
You almost ruined your own engagement with your dreams because you are a good witch. Glinda, the good witch.
I really do. I feel like the universe just glamored me because I wanted to be surprised.
Yeah.
But I had every sign in the world and I was like, huh, weird, but you don't have the ring.
Weird.
And I totally dreamt that he was going to propose to me.
That is so sweet.
I know. And he was like, I asked him later, I was like, were you freaking out? He was like, yeah. I was like, that's fucking weird.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Oh my God, I love that. I love y'all's story. And then you FaceTime. You have the cutest video of all of it, all your best friend's reactions. And you called me and I was like, I looked like a fucking thumb. And I was like, I think it was like 8 a.m. And I was like, oh my God, your hair looks stunning. What's up? And she was like, and I was like, what? Where'd that ring come from? Because we had been in constant comms about the ring. And you're like, you didn't have the ring. Because I was like, when are you going to? And anyways, we won't spoil it because I'm not saying the date I'm getting married either. But it's just so funny because we proposed 3 weeks later. And we weren't like, we are very much letting each other do our own thing. But both of us had a whole conversation where we're like, okay, so just quick note, we are actually best friends in the entire universe. And we do actually get to do all this stuff together. So like, I don't want to make it weird. You don't have to make it weird. We don't have to do this if you don't want to do this. But do you want to do everything together? Like, can we try on dresses together? Can we do this together? And like, I think both of us were making sure the other one wasn't like, no, sorry, I kind of just like want to do my own thing. And both of us were like tiptoeing around it until we both realized that both of us wanted to. And we were like, yeah!
I know. I think my thought process was like, oh, I want Shannon to have her moment and like, and do all the things. And she was like, well, I want you to have your moment. And then we're like, fuck it, let's have our moment.
Let's have our moment together.
I know.
No, and I just love that about us both because I just think it's just like the coolest era to be in together. And we're going to like do all the stuff. But it's funny because when we were planning the wedding, obviously we had each other in mind.
Yes,
like, you know, throwing the big party and the celebration and the wedding and everything. We had each other in mind. But I was like, you do what you want to do. You do the season you want to do. You do everything. Like, obviously we got to make sure it's not the same day. And obviously I'm getting married in Italy. So, you know, my big wedding celebration is going to be there. So we got to make sure where there's a little bit of wiggle room in between. But it's so funny because what we both wanted, exactly what we wanted and said separately, and what we decided on is we are, in fact, our weddings will be 3 weeks apart and our engagements were 3 weeks apart. So that is just so funny. We are living parallel lives.
And honestly, it was crazy because I even tried to space it out.
Yeah.
Like, I tried. I was like, I want to make sure there's plenty of time. Like, the universe was like, it has to be three. It was like, I, my aunt, my cousin, like all had another wedding the other week. And then like, it started getting into, it would be too cold.
Right.
And then like the trees would die.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the venue. And like, it was like
a whole thing.
It was a whole thing.
And mine was like really important. I was like, I really want it to be like warm. And yeah. So anyways, it's just really funny.
It really did. Like I actually tried. I was like, let's like give it a little space. I told Shannon, I'm like, I'm going to try to like space it out. She was so great. She was like, dude, do you, do whatever you want to do. But I was like, it really is going to fall exactly 3 weeks apart.
I love it.
And same Austin was like, he had already, well, obviously we wanted to do, I will say the one thing in my head was I always saw us getting engaged, just the two of us somewhere. But like, I always saw it being on the ocean or like, yeah, at the sweet beach. That's like, so aww, us.
It is very y'all.
But I love that he did it at Laguna because I just really did not fucking see it coming at yeah. all.
Because y'all go to the ocean every day at y'all in Florida. And
that would have been like, I mean, it would have been great if he proposed, but it's just something we'd already do every day. So right. I think he was like, well, I wanted to kind of kick it up a notch.
Different.
And I will say that I was someone who was, like I said, it wasn't that I wasn't excited to get engaged. I was, but I wasn't like fantasizing about it every day because I honestly started feeling stressed out about having to plan a wedding.
Right.
So I was just kind of like, oh, whatever, like, let it be. And, but then when I got engaged, I was like, I get the hype. I get the hype. And
yeah, me, it's, and Austin, so true.
Were skipping down the street. We were like giddy little girls. We were like, yeah, we're engaged. You're my
fiance. Yeah, no, literally. It is like when I say this all the time, but I'm like, I know everything doesn't have to be an era, but like, I'm in my bridal era, bitches. Like every time I get a little gift that says bride or something, I'm like, bleh, 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 I'm bride, bleh. Like, I'm like, I cannot stop being obnoxious.
I get it. I get the hype.
I get how people are like, oh my God, when will this be over? When will she be out of her bridal era? And I'm like, I get it. You have one year where you just want to go buck wild, and it's just so fun.
It's so fun. It really is. And just like being like, here, my fiance. I remember the next morning Austin woke up and was on a business call, and he's like, oh, I gotta run this by my fiance. And me and the other was like, me, the fiance.
Oh, that's me. All right, new year, new hangovers. Honestly, probably we are going to Vegas for New Year's Eve, and I am going to be bringing some coconut water with me because it helps immensely with drinking. Now, Vita Coco is my favorite coconut water. It is just delicious anyways, but it has so many benefits. Firstly, Vita Coco is the number one coconut water brand in the US. So they are number one for a reason, all right? You can live a balanced and healthy lifestyle while you incorporate healthy beverages into your day-to-day routine. And Vita Coco has nutrients to keep you supercharged throughout your day and make you feel really good. When James and I go to the gym, yes, she is a gym girly now, we drink their electrolyte coconut water to hydrate before and then after, because when you're working hard and sweating, you are losing all those electrolytes that your body desperately, desperately needs to function. So Vita Coco comes to the rescue to get those replenished and back in your body. And for all of my dry January girlies, Godspeed, I will not be joining you. But if you are partaking in the task, might I suggest you a delicious and yummy coconut water to replace all of the boring plain water that you will be drinking that month. Now, I think honestly, whatever your journey is, adding a beverage to your daily routine that also has fantastic health benefits can truly never hurt. So try Vita Coco today, take 25% off and get Vita Coco shipped right to your door by using code PROBABLY on VitaCoco.com. And if you prefer to shop in store, we'll find Vita Coco at most big name grocery stores in your city, as well as superstores like Walmart, drugstores like CVS, and your local convenience stores and bodegas. Vita Coco is everywhere. I love that so much. And I also love that we both just, you know, guys, we're very obsessed with numerology, and we talked about it last year because that was the last time we opened the book, but we're going to start looking at it more often, yes, monthly. It's this book called Life Cycles, and it's great. But we did, you know, we always talk about how we live a parallel life and like everything that happens to me happens to you and vice versa. But you are, the life cycle you're in is 1 year behind me. So yes, it does actually make sense that I'm like, weird, that just happened to me. I can explain.
Yeah, Shannon was, so for those of you guys who were like, what the hell is numerology? It's really, honestly, the book can't even really explain it, but it's essentially where you add up your birthday
and get a number
and reduce it down to a number.
This sounds cuckoo, but it's actually like, even if you don't agree with anything, you don't believe in it, it's just a beautiful thing to read and take inspiration from. So yeah, like,
take inspiration. That's a great word. It's very inspiring. And, yes, and I believe that every like year carries a certain vibration.
Absolutely. And that's what it talks about. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's really what it talks about, like which year you're stepping into. And so Shannon is in one life cycle year ahead of me. Mm-hmm. And she told me, she was like, oh, cause like this past year for me was the one of like a sea of appearances. And it really was like, yeah, I was just like going on people's podcasts and like showing up, and Shannon's like, oh, you're gonna have such a good year, three, such a good year. And last, because we did this annual report last year when we were together in Miami, and she was like, oh, my year four is like, it's like grind, put your
head down, motherfucker, get your finances in order. What did we start? A finance podcast. No, but it's like, well, literally,
and
it
was
like
the process of buying a home, like there was so much. And Austin and I probably are going to be entering that process of like buying a home,
yeah,
you know, getting married, blah blah blah.
But so, you did tell me that day, you go, I read my like what to expect for the next year. It's a bit daunting. And I was like, listen, I still had a beautiful year, but there were some motherfucking daunting moments. Okay. So you need to just, you know, strap in and get ready because it'll be fun. But my next year apparently is going to be fabulous. I'm going to be uber successful and a movie star, and I'm just super excited because it's literally the best year ever. So hold on to your fucking bucket hats, bitches, because I'm coming in hot and I'm not leaving anytime soon, okay?
That's right.
Because this year's my year.
This year is your
allegedly.
Year. Allegedly, but it is.
But it is.
I still feel like I'm going to make this year my year. And also, I just want all of you guys to know that before I got here, I did a Reiki session and she said she opened my throat chakra. So I got a lot of shit to say.
Spill it out, sister.
I mean,
we've already covered engagements and chamoy pickles. What else do we have to talk about?
I know.
Boofing?
Well, actually, you know what? I will say. So I've been staying with Shannon for the last, I don't know, 4 days.
I kidnap her. When she comes to town for work. We talked about this on your podcast, but she comes to town to work and she'll be like, hey, Shannon, I'm coming into town. I would love to see you and stay with you, but obviously I can get a hotel. I'm like, no. You're staying with me. She actually tried to rent a car because she has to keep driving into Nashville for a lot of things. And I was like, don't do that. Drive my car. And she's like, oh, but you just got it. Like, surely not. This way you can have your own car and I can have my car. And I was like, no. I don't know why. I just like want to like kidnap you and put you in a little cage. And I'm like, oh, don't get a hotel. Even though it's probably wildly inconvenient that you're not in Nashville actually for a few things. But I'm like, no, stay with me. She's like, okay, I actually want to. But like, relax. Because I just... love you here.
I love you so much. And this is like the everything house. This is the opposite of an ingredient household. Actually, you kind of have been acting like a fucking ingredient household lately.
A little bit, but not anymore.
Not anymore. She just got a bunch of groceries in. But when I got here, she made me jail soup, which was rice with bone broth. And she's like, I don't know. This feels like, it looks like something they would serve to you in jail. I was like, bitch, I've been to jail and it kind of looks like it, except it was rice and milk.
Yeah. Ew. I did too. But I did. We had no, you know when you like really realize you have no groceries, you're like, okay, I've been like skating by, but I've got to go grocery shopping. But it was just so inconvenient to do. And I was like, Anna Grace, I'm going to make you dinner. It's a bit of a jail soup. It's a bone broth and rice and pepper.
A lot of pepper.
It was not terrible. It was kind of soothing.
It was soothing. But I will say, other than that, this isn't everything household in the sense that like Shannon will have my bed made up. It's got Christmas themed pillows on it. She's got me like Christmas tree towels. She's got every face lotion, hair conditioning, reverse osmosis water in this bitch. I wake up, I sauna, I cold plunge.
Yeah.
I'm like at a resort.
I know. And then I'm like, Anna Grace, you're going to come along with me on this journey. But I have decided, because this is a finance podcast, I'm going to start doing my own nails. Okay. And you guys, I don't just paint my nails. I have gel. And not only do I have gel, I have builder gel, which is like a very specific process for gel. And I don't know. I just, every time I'm looking at it, I think I could do that. So I bought everything. I bought acetone. I bought those little clip things that go on your nails with the tin foil. I got gloves. I got builder gel. I got the little light. I'm going to set up a whole salon.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you if you want coffee, water, tea, or it's like some shitty white wine that they serve that I used to always say yes to. And then I'm like, why am I drinking barefoot at 9 a.m. on a fucking Tuesday? Like, just Shannon, just drink water when you're your nails done. What the fuck is wrong with you? And you can never get more than one glass. So you're never like actually feeling anything. So you're just like,
ew.
Why don't I just drink that sugar water? It's probably a placebo. It's probably not. They're probably fucking with us. Do you want white wine? You're like, yeah. And then they give it to you and you're like, it's kind of just like Sprite. this might be flat Sprite. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to do your nails. So this really isn't everything household because I'm going to do your fucking gel manicure.
Literally everything that I need, even to the point where I keep being like, are you sure I need to ride? And she's like, I'll drive you.
I'll drive.
I'll ride with you.
Oh, you want matcha? I'll make that and take you somewhere to get some as well. She's like, okay.
So it really isn't everything household. Fuck, where was I going with the fact that I've been staying here with you? Oh, okay. Well, so I remember now. So the other day we were driving because Shannon's been my chauffeur because we can't be apart for longer than 10 minutes. And
she takes a shower. I'm like, I'll come upstairs and just like talk to you while you're in the shower. She's like, perfect.
You can sit on the ledge of the bathtub while I take a bath. So anyways, Shannon was like, I feel like, she's like, you guys, I've just been craving sugar. Like, she's like, AG, it's been out of control. Like, right now, I could pull over this car right now and eat 3 glazed donuts. And I was like, oh my.
Taylor was in the car too. And she's like, what?
Taylor just honestly couldn't hear anything. She just kept going,
true.
She just kept going, what?
What?
I'm like, Shannon's fiending for some sugar. We get home. She's just eating marshmallows, which to me, like, here's the thing. I love a good cup of hot cocoa. I love a marshmallow.
That's
why she had the marshmallows. And she's like, they're organic marshmallows. I'm like, I don't care, but those things are like dry as hell. Like they're dry. They're like chalky in your mouth.
Never in my life opened a bag of marshmallows and just yeeted marshmallows. But I was like, I'm not a big, like, obviously I have a sweet tooth like anyone does, but like, I do not just eat sugar all day long. And everyone's been like, are you pregnant? Cause I keep being like, why am I craving so much sugar? And I'm like, uh-oh. And I'm like, I'm currently on my period. Like, and then I thought maybe it was because I was on my period. And then when I'm around Courtney, we always eat these nerd rope like clusters, but I've just been, I've been beyond just little sugar craving. I have been like not that I don't, I've been embarrassed how much I want sugar. Like I'm hiding it from James. Like James could care less if I eat it, but I just know anyone watching me, you saw me, you're like, ma'am, why the fuck are you just eating marshmallows? And I'm like, I don't know. I can't stop.
She's like, I can't stop. And so then I told her, I was like, Shannon, I, you know, it's funny because I've recently been going to see a functional medicine doctor. And that was one of the things on the intake form. It's like, do you have like random sugar cravings? You crave sugar after every single meal. Like you have to have sugar. And I was like, ooh.
And I was like, me? And then I was like, what do I have? And she said,
I was like, I think you might have a parasite.
And let me tell you something. I think I do.
Y'all, this is the best part. I go, Shannon, I really think you might have a parasite. But I was like, you know what? But it's okay. Because I'll show you this amazing parasite cleanse that you can do. I just did an interview with the founder of the company recently. Told me all about it. I got you, girl. I'm going to take care of you. Taylor walks in and she goes, of course she got a fucking parasite. She's been eating sushi from the gas station.
Yeah, apparently that's where you can get them the most obvious. And apparently it's not a big deal. It sounds scary, but like almost everyone has had or will have a parasite in their life. Yeah. And like there are cleanses you can do to get rid of them. And then you just poop them out, apparently.
Yeah, Austin and I do a parasite cleanse once a year.
I wonder how long I've had my parasite. What if I get rid of it and then I like blow up like a marshmallow and I've actually needed my parasite? I'll just go to every 7-Eleven and start eating sushi again.
No, I don't know. I have heard that the parasite will just eat all the food. Maybe that's what's going on with the sugar. But I will say that the reason that the parasite is getting a little bit out of control for Shannon is because the other day we drove somewhere. We get into the parking lot and all of a sudden she's like,
what was it called?
It was called like
sugar drop,
sugar sweet drop,
candy land,
something like that. And Shannon all of a sudden she goes, what the fuck? I don't even know how we got here. Oh my God, my parasite just drove us here. My parasite took us here. Like it was literally like a cafe dessert bakery place.
Taylor's like, where are we? I was like, I don't know. My parasite just drove me here. She's like, is that a toy store or a candy shop? And I was like, I don't know.
She's like, it's a candy shop. Your parasite knew.
It knew. It wanted. I actually, we were like trying to find this like building and we couldn't see it. And I just like instinctively drove into this. Like, it was like, the sign had like gumdrops and lollipops and bubblegum and stuff. And I was like, my parasite brought us here. I don't know, guys. I ordered it's Symbiotica, which is a great brand. And I ordered Symbiotica Para-X. And I'm going to try to get rid of this thing. But so help me God, if the year before I get married, I lose my parasite and that's what's really been helping me look snatched, I'm going to be pissed. James thinks it's a Coach James Club. I'm like, no, it's Coach Parasite Club. The Parasite Club is working for me. Hey, everyone, swipe up for Parasite.
I kind of forgot that there was like a trend where you could like buy a parasite on like a black market and yes. eat it and like lose
yes.
weight.
Yes.
That's some fucking whack
what
shit.
Was it called? Tapeworm. You could buy a tapeworm.
Oh, okay. So we're getting confused with the tapeworm.
Tapeworms actually do just like eat everything inside of you.
Okay.
Like so, I've always eaten a lot of food from a young age and my mom, like older people used to be like, she must have a tapeworm. Like they used to always say that to me.
Well, I will say just for anybody listening, if you have a parasite, I think you actually want to get rid of them because they can actually make your tummy quite
queasy,
uncomfy, and also maybe just have irrational sugar cravings. And a lot of people will get rid of the parasite and they're like, dude, I lost 15 pounds because like I don't crave sugar anymore. It's crazy.
It's been really weird how much sugar I've been craving. Like I would literally be driving on the interstate like, wow, I could really go for 6 donuts right now. Not 1, not 3, not 5, 6. I could eat 6 donuts right now. Like, that sounds so fucking good.
She's like, what is wrong with me? I was like, it's the parasite talking.
I'll put certain lip glosses on sometimes. They'll kind of smell like vanilla. I'll want candy.
Wow. You know what? I was just thinking, this is kind of like when we were on our soup journey, except I think what we're going to do with you guys listening is that we're going to go on a parasite cleanse journey.
Do you poop them out?
Yes. And honestly,
do you see them?
There was a weird time where I was on parasite TikTok and
No, see, you cannot mess with me with chamoy pickle talk if you're on parasite talk.
I am on like castor oil parasite
show
TikTok.
Me one.
Are you really?
I'm not googling it online.
Dude, someone will literally I can't do it because then it'll start to freak me out and then I'll be paranoid that I have one because I'll like start. I can't. I don't want to pull it up. But I will say that people will poop them out and then they'll like scoop them out and they'll show them on camera.
What?
They won't show you their poop, but they'll show you like a parasite. And I mean, it's like really common because like we get them through like fish or pork.
Do you think I'll feel it wiggling out of me?
No.
You think they're dead when they come out?
I don't know.
On the TikToks, were they wiggling?
No, they were dead.
Okay, that's good.
But maybe they killed them first. I don't know.
Oh, no. There's so many options to weigh.
But I mean,
I'm the kind of person that looks at my poop after I poop. Do you?
I think everybody does.
If you don't, that's crazy. That's crazy. Well, if you're pooping and just flushing, that's crazy. That's wild behavior.
Why do we always start talking about poop? Like, I hate it, but like, I just feel like this is something people need to know about.
If you are going to the restroom and you're going number 2 and you are just wiping and not looking at it, you got to wipe and then look at it because then how do you know if you need to keep wiping or not? Sometimes you have a clean one. You're like, I don't even need to wipe again. What would you do if you just said, who is out here? Probably Walker. Walker's definitely looking at her poop, but not looking at what she's wiping.
She's just walking out. She's headed back to class.
There was a while there in her childhood and in my adulthood where she didn't. Yeah, I guess Taylor didn't trust her to wipe her own bottom yet. And after she would go to the bathroom, she would need someone to wipe her bottom. But it's just this really funny thing when they're old enough to speak, talk, and be potty trained. And so she would like go to the bathroom and then she'd like waddle out and she'd be like, Shannon, will you wipe my hiney? And she'd just like bend over and I would just like see her like poopy butt. And I'd be like, yeah, okay, go back in there. I'll come in there to do it. Like, I was just like, obviously she wipes for herself now, but that is such an odd era of parenthood, I think, when you're just like, your baby's not on a changing table. You're not wiping on a changing table. They're like walking, talking, like, will you wipe my butt? You're like, yes. Go back in there.
I like oddly kind of remember that. I like, yeah. I don't know why, but I kind of remember that phase of life being like, just sitting and being like, well.
Oh, yeah. Help. But you're also like, as a mom, I get it. You're like, you don't want them to put their pants and underwear back on their poopy butt. You're like, let me help you.
These are just like mom things.
These are just hashtag mom things.
Hashtag.
Mama bear. You get it, mama. All the mamas listening, you get it, mamas. Okay, guys, after years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, and by we, I mean me, it's that there is always a catch. There is literally always a catch. So when I heard that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, yeah, sure, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There actually isn't one, okay? Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of the retail stores and they pass all those sweet little savings directly to you. Also, the quality of Mint Mobile's wireless service in comparison to the old guys that I was working with is just genuinely so much better. Plus, I'm saving so much money. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text and high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. So use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts, because that was one thing I did not want to change, my phone number. I feel very attached to my phone number, so I didn't have to change that. Ditch your overpriced wireless plan with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get premium wireless service for just $15 a month. You guys, you cannot beat it. So to get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/probably. That's mintmobile.com/probably. And cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com.
I mean, I feel like it's like when you get like a puppy or have a baby or anything, you start doing just like weird stuff.
Did you ever get ringworm as a kid?
Oh, I think so.
I did several times. Have you ever gotten pinworms as a kid?
No.
Really? Playing in sandboxes.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Courtney. It makes your butt itch so much. And my mom, because our cats would go poop or pee in the sandboxes, and then I would play in the sandbox. There it got to the point there where my mom was like, no more sandboxes. Like, we were like, and she told my daycare she can't play in the sandbox. I might have been susceptible to pinworm. I might have had like an overactive pinworm gene in me or something, because my mom, I was like, I want to be in the sandbox with my friends. And she'd be like, no sandboxes for you. Because I was literally coming home with like itchy butthole. And then you, with pinworm, you poop out the worms.
That's like when, like, you see your dog like scooting across the carpet. That's Shannon.
Me, the dog scooting across the carpet. Yeah. And then ringworm, I would get, I don't know if I was just like really into sandboxes, but I'm pretty sure that's also where you get them from, or any sort of like just gross kid shit.
You also, I just feel like you're just like a sensitive girly.
No, I think I'm just a skin. Gross kid. Don't you just picture me as a kind of a gross kid?
Yeah, sometimes, like, yeah, I think of you that way sometimes.
Like, on Rugrats, I would definitely be Chucky. You know what I mean? Not because of the red hair, but just because I was always like getting into some bouffante shit.
I was always like the ringleader. My parents would like peek in the classroom door and I'd be like standing at the front of the class being like, you go there and you do this and you would. Go there. And then I was like this tall and I was like,
yeah, that's funny. I would have listened to you back then too.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of how I keep talking about. I think we should start a cult sometime.
I always think we should start a cult.
Shannon always jokes. She's like, I'd join your cult.
I would join any. I would immediately. I'm shocked I haven't joined a cult already. I'm serious. But yeah, ringworms are crazy because you actually see the ring around your arm and you can like feel it because it's just like in a circle around your arm. Is that nuts?
It's so crazy.
I know.
That's kind of how I feel about parasites too.
Yeah. Okay. So ringworm aside, we've been listening to a lot of spicy books lately, except for we won't give any spoilers. You really want me to read
Fourth Wing.
I've seen it all over. I mean, obviously the Oshries, the Toast, they talk about that, and Reedheads, they have always, it's like a book club podcast.
I mean,
everyone's obsessed with it right now.
And I don't even know if it's new, old. I'm always like a year late to the party. I don't know where we're at when the book came out. The second one just came out. And when I tell you, I didn't talk to Austin for 5 days because I had my headphones in Audible. I was like, I was also just like maniac doing chores because, you know, when you're just listening to an audiobook, you just got to like do something.
Yes. That's what I need to be doing that this whole week. And I'm not. I'm just like, want to go to Starbucks?
I told you, I texted Shannon last week and I was like, you have to start fourth grade right now because like, I just need someone in my life that I can talk about.
Okay, I'll do it.
And you know when you're like so excited, like I was like living, I was dreaming about dragons, I was living in another universe for like 4 days. But here's the kicker, everyone's like, oh yeah, dragons, weird, she's a weird fantasy girl. First of all, I am. Second of all, it's spicy as hell and it's actually got a good plot, because here's the thing, we talk about it all the time, we love smut,
love
a good smut book, but like all of the, it's like watching a horrible, it's like dumb porn. Like the plot of a smut book is like so stupid.
Let me pull up some books that I've read recently with some dumb ass fucking smut plot lines. All right. Lately, this one that I'm listening to right now is actually not terrible. It's called Crossing the Line by Lucy Score. It's not terrible with the plot, but some other ones that I've read that I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? It Happened One Summer by Tessa Bailey.
Plot predictable as shit.
The smut, fantastic.
Absolutely.
The plot line and the story, I feel like I'm in eighth grade and I'd be like, oh my God, what's gonna happen to her? Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, the jokes are bad, the writing style. I'm sorry, I'm being such a, and I should talk about this more because Claudia talks about how she hates male authors and how men shouldn't write books, only women should write books, but which is hilarious. But like, I don't know. I like horror books, like the horror books, like, yeah, you I don't know. What are some ugly, like Pretty Girls, like Karen Slaughter writes a lot of great, really fucked up books, right? But like,
not for me.
These lovey-dovey smut ones, I'm like, can't be fucking assed. I'm just so bored. But then I'm like, then they'll be fucking, and I'm like, I'm not bored anymore. But like, rest of the plot, I'm kind of bored. And honestly, I miss Alex Cross. I'm on novel 38, and he comes out with a new. I finally caught up. I never thought I would actually catch up. I had 38 books ahead of me. I was like, I'll never finish these before 5 more come out.
That's actually. What the fuck?
I know.
What have you been doing?
Listening to him.
Listening.
Reading. I've been reading. And I love him so much. And he's a male author. And it's great. He doesn't even talk about sex that much in his. There's not really any smut involved. And it's just like crime stopping.
I could see you being a crime stopper.
I agree.
But I will say we got there because this book is actually spicy as hell. The smut, the sex scenes are fire. And the plot is so good.
It's like, it sounds like it would be like Outlander. I was obsessed with the show Outlander. Yeah. It was like a great plot and then also just like fantastic sex scenes.
Oh God.
I told you I've run into what's his face twice now.
That is like the weirdest thing ever. Shannon has run into Sam Heumann twice.
Should I break up with James and maybe me and him are meant to be?
Maybe.
Okay.
I feel like I feel like that's really weird that you've now seen him twice.
I haven't said a word to him either time. Oh no, the first time I DM'd him on Raya because I passed him. And then I was like, it's a sign if I could log on to Raya and I see him. And then I did. And Anna Grace was like, it's a sign. And I like DM'd him on Raya and he left me on red.
Did he read it?
I don't know actually if you can see if someone read it or not.
I feel
not
like you probably didn't even see. I feel Raya's one of those sneaky ones that if you don't like deactivate and like delete the account, you'll like never get off of it.
I'll tell my ego that. But then I did see him. I was freshly engaged and I saw him at in an airport lounge. And I was like, turn my ring over. No, I'm kidding. I didn't
suddenly
do that.
The ring is on her pointer finger.
I have lost the ring. This isn't this pinky. Oh, this pinky ring. It's an heirloom from my grandmother.
This big pinky ring.
No. He was just like, you know what's so funny though? He was so in character in the fucking airport lounge. First of all, I did end up like he left the lounge and then I was at the gate across from him. I was like, oh my God, there he is again. Where was he going? To his homeland. He was going to Edinburgh, which is Scotland. Yeah, he was going to Scotland. And then at the lounge,
he's like wearing a kilt.
Yeah, literally. No, I was in the lounge and he was like, can I get a gin martini with a twist? And I was like, what the fuck? That is so Jamie. Outlander of you. That is so Jamie of you to order a gin martini with a twist. I mean, actually Jamie would have ordered like an Irish whiskey, but like it was just very in character for him. I was like, LOL.
I love when you see a celebrity in person on their own brand.
Agreed. And he was really tall in person too.
Really?
Yeah.
Like 6'5" or what are we talking?
No. like 6'3", 6'4". I mean, just taller than I thought. A lot of actors are so short.
Yeah.
And you don't know because they're acting with shorter women, or like the movie just seems grandiosque and like you just like don't notice, and then you meet them in person. Like Tom Cruise is fucking what, 5'6" or something?
Yeah.
Like a lot is Zac Efron. Like a lot of really good looking guys are just like short. He was really tall in person.
We love a short king.
Yeah. We love, I do love a short king.
Except
but anyways,
except for us just engaged to tall ass. Engaged to tall men.
Big man. Anyways, yeah, Sam. It's not me that you're searching for, but I wish you the best.
I wonder if he's secretly got a relationship.
I feel like I'm sure he's out banging models.
I mean,
gotta
absolutely
be.
Would smash.
Would smash or pass? Smash.
Smash. Absolutely smash. Smash.
All right. Well, even though we were betrothed to men, we're still allowed to talk about Smut and Outlander and Jamie.
Yeah, everyone, please download Fourth Wing on Audible. I mean, okay, if I wasn't in the car so much and traveling, I would have read the book, but I didn't. I was just in the car driving all month, and it was phenomenal.
Okay, well, I will.
It's
be
like
listening.
A 30-hour listen.
Love.
Yeah,
it's like Harry Potter for girlies.
Yeah, for the girls.
For the girlies. Well, guys, we are going to have another episode with Anna Grace very soon because we didn't talk about nearly enough stuff that we wanted to talk about.
Yep.
And I love you so much, Boop Squad forever. You're not going anywhere, sister. You're here for another 4 days.
Yay! Woo! Boop Squad.
Boop Squad back again. Boop Squad back again. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.